Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, great player at Bama, 11th overall pick, and he is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Minkah, how are you today? Welcome to the show. What's happening, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Tiki's actually out. I'm sure he would have enjoyed talking to you as well. You know, we get all the draft kids, and we didn't – actually, we had you before the draft, too. We've had you on the show a couple of months ago, so it's nice to have you back on. And before we talk a little football, I know you did something awesome today. Now, what'd you do? Something with Gatorade? You surprised the 2018 winner, the male winner of the track and field element, and you just surprised him? You showed up with the award? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so what we did was is Anthony Schwartz. He's a track and field athlete. He also plays football at American Heritage High School in Florida. So he won the 2018 Gatorade National Track and Field Athlete of the Year. He didn't even know that he won it. So what we did was we had all his teammates go into the weight room. You know, we said that we were going to a team meeting and that the coach was actually winning the award.
Mm-hmm.
And we were acting like we were presenting the award to the coach. And then at the end, we said, you know, we'd like to bring him Anthony Schwartz. And then we pulled up the trophy. It's a real nice trophy that Gatorade made. And, presented it to Anthony Schwartz. And, you know, he said a couple words to the team. I said some words, and that was really it. You know, he's really excited about it. It's a huge honor, so, you know, he's really happy.
That's awesome. Now, he's a senior in high school right now, or is he a junior?
I believe he's a junior, or...
He's got to be. If he's a sophomore, he's winning the award. Then the kid might be in the Olympics. He might be there anyway. But
he's running. He's pretty close to the Olympic time.
I hear you. All right. So you're making the transition. It's still pretty early. You're getting your way around the facility, getting to know Coach Gase a little bit, getting to know some of your new teammates. Jarvis Landry is gone. It's kind of an interesting year of transition for the Dolphins. Not for you because it's your first year, so everything's new for you. But what is, when you walk into the facility for the first time, of course, every team wants to win, but does it feel like, and I know that this is an early read, admittedly, but does it feel like in your mind, coming from Alabama, that the Dolphins are ready to win? What's your sense of your new team early as a professional?
I think there is a really great program, and they have a lot of really great things going for them. And, you know, I think everybody on the staff is ready to do what they got to do to win games. Everybody's ready to work hard and just establish ourselves as a top program in the NFL. So I think everybody's willing to do what they have to do to win games. Everybody's willing to commit themselves to the program, to the team, to win games. And then that makes you ready to win games. So we are ready to win games. We are ready to compete. We are ready to challenge our opponents. So I think we definitely are ready to win.
I like it. Talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick, of course, 11th overall pick by Miami, the Dolphins, and Minkah's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We knew that you'd get drafted very high, you know, whether it was, you know, 7 maybe to the Bucs or, you know, maybe 8 or 9. We knew you'd be somewhere that were 11 or 12. We knew you'd be top 15 for sure. What we didn't know, Minkah, and I'm not sure that I even know exactly right now, are you a corner or are you a safety? Like, opening day, what position are you playing?
I don't know. You know, I've been practicing in a nickel spot. I didn't really practice too much outside corner. You know, we got a lot of guys out there that are doing a great job. But, you know, I've been practicing in a nickel spot, the both safety spots, the free safety, strong safety, and the dime spot. So I've just been practicing those four positions.
Yep.
Out there just doing what I do, covering people, making calls. That's it.
I would imagine, and if you're watching this on TV here, we're simulcast CBS Sports Network. They're just showing some great highlights. Obviously, CBS carries a ton of Bama games, being that they're Alabama, SEC on CBS, and seeing you fly all over the field, it's amazing. And so we know the speeds there, the hips and the body movements, all that. I mean, you're not getting drafted 11th overall if you can't move. But I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, whether you're playing inside, whether you're playing corner, safety, whatever, when you get to the NFL, even though it's only OTAs, when you start putting your hands on opposing receivers, I would imagine that it's the speed is you're cool with the speed, but the strength of, because now they're grown men, of the opposing receivers, that's got to feel a little bit different. Does it, as you try to guard receivers now in practice, does it seem a little different than Saturdays?
I would say the strength isn't too much of a difference, but I would say the technicality of everything is different. Receivers just have better technique. They're more polished just because they are in the NFL. They're more experienced. They have a couple of years of experience in the league, so they know how to use their hands. They know how to stem you inside and outside and all the different things. So I would say just the technicality of the game is a little bit of the receivers is a little bit more advanced.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest difference for me. Like you said, the speed wasn't a difference and the strength wasn't a difference for real. But, you know, it was more of the technicality of the game.
Okay. You know what's interesting about the AFC East, and I'm a Jets fan, and I've been one my whole life, and it's been, for the most part, the rocky road, although we've actually done all right against Miami, and hopefully that continues, no disrespect. But this, outside of Tom Brady, the quarterbacks in the AFC East, it's really a state of transition. Josh Allen, obviously, with the Bills. I don't know if he starts week one because they signed A.J. McCarron, but obviously Josh Allen's eventually going to play. And Sam Darnold taken third overall by the Jets. You got the old G, the GOAT, still hanging up there in New England. Tom Brady's like 50. But your guy is really interesting because he's coming off a knee injury. When he's played, he's been pretty good. I know fans want more. But how does Tannehill look? And, you know, do you get the sense that, like, the belief in the building that long term Tannehill's the guy for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's our guy. He's our quarterback. He's a great player, great teammate, and you know, we put all our faith in him to lead the offense and do what he does. You know, he did get hurt last season, and but you know, he's back. He's running around making plays, making great throws out there. Looking good. So, you know, I'm just really excited just to play against him, play with him, and just see how season goes, because I know he's going to have a great season.
Yeah, we like him. He's a good kid. He's 30 now, but he's, you know, he's we've had him on, and I think he unnecessarily takes some shots. I think he's an easy target, you know, because he's not an all-pro. You know, he didn't play quarterback until a little later in his career, so his curve was a little different. But I'm in the minority. I think Ryan Tannehill could play a little bit. I'm curious about I'm talking with Micah Fitzpatrick, by the way, here from Alabama. I always like to ask, you know, rookies and kids who went to big-time colleges. So if you didn't go and play for Saban, like, who finished second when Micah Fitzpatrick told the world, I'm going to play for Bama? Who was your second choice if you didn't go play for the Tide? Where was Micah Fitzpatrick going?
For me, it was Florida State.
Florida State.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Florida State. And what was the, like, what tilted the needle to Saban and away from Florida State?
Man, I'll say, you know, Coach Saban, he's a great coach. And just the way that he ran the program was just different than everybody else. You know, we were winning championships for a reason. We're winning games for a reason. It was just a demand for excellence that was placed on us for every aspect, all the way around the board, whether
it's
a student, a man, athlete,
mm-hmm.
whatever, brother or son, you know, just all around, they place a demand for excellence in everything that you do, and if anything short of that, you're gonna get filtered out if you're not willing to. I mean, you know, might not be perfect, not might be excellent, but
sure,
you could work for it, and they realize that and they recognize it, and at the end of the day, if you don't become the All-American or whatever, you're still going to become a great man, a great brother, a great student. So you know, just that demand was just something that really drew me to Alabama.
That's nice. I'm going to let you bounce here. But do you get the sense, Micah, that Nick Saban's a friend for life? You know, do you anticipate a couple of years down the road, you have kids, 5 years, 10 years, you get married, Nick's at your wedding. Does he have that kind of relationship with his former players?
Oh, dude, I'm definitely good. He goes to weddings and stuff like that all the time.
Okay.
You know? All the old players, they come in, bring their kids, and he talks to them and all that stuff. But I know he'll have an invite to my wedding,
nice.
whatever that will be. And, you know, he has a nice little lake house, so might go fishing with him, kick it with him.
I like it. I like it. And, by the way, before you get married, have some fun in South Beach, will you?
Oh, no, I can't have too much fun.
I got you. See, Nick taught you well. Hey, great thing today with Gatorade. Anthony Schwartz is his name, the 2017-2018 Gatorade National Boys Track and Field Athlete of the Year. Micah Fitzpatrick doing a really cool thing, surprising him and handing him the trophy. Good stuff, and good luck this year. Just not twice against my Jets, all right?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
You got it, pal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.